The following may not be true. Any and all illegal activities should be assumed to be the fabrications of trained improvisers and taken as entertainment. Any offensive views or opinions discussed are likely the result of an inability to process context and intention over predisposition, and are not endorsed by any current or potential sponsors. In these cases, it should be assumed that the offensive material is likely the result of an emotional masochism within the observer. We assure offended parties it is not necessary to contact us in thanks. It is our pleasure to fulfill your want and need. Should the offended still feel the need to contact us, please do so at unopenedemail@yahoo.com. Thank you, and enjoy. Life.
With guitar!
Still a little bit of freedom. Number one.
You have the right.
And I do have. I mean, I keep showing up, I guess. You'd be surprised how difficult it is to do these things. You know? Like, you sit on the porch, or at least I do. You ramble around in your head, and you say, man, that was great. But then, you think about it more. And that's our problem. We think about it more. Right? You don't think so? I think it is. Because when I think about it more, I'm like, nah, that's stupid. Is that where you guys end up? I always end up thinking it's stupid. So, not a lot worth fighting for. But I can tell you this, shows up to my front door, fight for you. I'll tell you that. That's what there is. Point being, we are here. We are back. 9965 BC. That's just 965 BC, not 9965 BC. Regardless, knocking them down, guys. What are we counting to? I don't know. We'll find out when we get there, right? They say it's not about the destination. It's about the journey. So I guess that's what we're doing. Either way, today, 4th of July episode. Recorded it on the 4th. I had a great 4th. I mean, I didn't have the best 4th. You know, because I had to keep it simple, stupid, as they say. Kept it to myself. Not really. Had people over for the podcast. So, the whole house up and up, 6 heads, right? COVIDia, not supposed to be a thing. That is to say 6 heads in a room. But that's not true. I think we're doing allowed to do 10. So we check out, right? It's tough to keep up. They change it all the time. I tried not to watch the news tonight, and I saw that COVID travels a lot further. Lot more reason to be afraid. Probably does, guys. Probably does. It's probably easier to get than we thought 5 minutes ago. Still 1,000 times harder to die from than we thought originally. But that's the problem, is, I mean, we're all fucking deers in headlights. I was a deer in headlights, I'll tell you that. And I am about avoiding it. I mean, I do the mass. I do the sanity. You know? I stick to myself, which is lucky. I mean, I did create my own job, so thank God. I'm building America out there. And I don't have to touch too many folks. Either way, we decided to throw caution to the wind, just like a bunch of LA fireworks, and burn some shit down. We came in hot. We did, guys. The episode, it started out regularly, pretty functional. But we did have some 4th of July pops and a whole bottle of today's sponsor. That's Gilby's Gin. Now, we did drink the gin over a period of hours and 4 men, but that's not hard to do. And Gilby's Gin is just the knockoff for you. You've heard of top shelf liquor? Well, you have now. Top shelf liquor is the best stuff. You put it at eye height because if you want to sell and make money, you put the expensive shit right where people see it. But if you follow that little waterfall right to the bottom, you'll find a pool of Gilby's Gin. A reasonable knockoff of Beefeater. Now, I hate a Tanqueray. Simply hate it. Don't come at me with your Tanqueray talk back. Okay? I don't open email, Chuck. Yahoo.com. The point being is, I love me some Beefeater. It's a dry gin. I don't know what makes Tanqueray different. y'all can sort it out amongst yourselves. But for me, in the summer, a little sunshine on my shoulders, gin and lemonade. And Gilby's is a fine product to use, and it's today's sponsor for that reason. Gilby's gin, it's clear. You can put it in a water bottle. All right, that was the unofficial sponsor for the day. We did bring in some folks, as I said. We had Jared Helfer, Trevor Austin, and Sky Walker. Three men about town, but not as much anymore. And I'll be damned if it wasn't a good time, but we lost the first half of the podcast. And I have to give a little bit of the credit to that to Gilby's Gin. Yeah. Evidently, I recorded the first 2 minutes, not the second X number of minutes, and somehow the last 45 minutes. So, with no further ado, let's get into the first 2 minutes, the interim, and then the exciting conclusion of episode 965 BC, featuring Skywalker, Jared Helfer, and Trevor Austin.
Oh yeah,
Trevor, right to bear arms.
Yeah, hey, pull that curtain open. Oh. Actually, let some of
that. Yeah, a lot of echo.
Let some of that beautiful hair.
Are you worried about this?
Heyo,
talking.
I'm purple.
Let some of that good old.
That's it. That's it. That's it.
I feel weird that the rest of you are wearing sleeves. It's the 4th of July, sleeves. And you literally brought sleeves from home. It's bizarre.
It is.
Dude,
just chill out.
This is fucking He-Man. Okay. Yeah, you're right. You're don't cut the sleeves off this that masterpiece, He-Man. Dude.
Yeah.
Yeah, dude.
By the power of grace.
Don't back baby into a corner.
You know I'm so mean? Glad you guys are all here for the Independence
I love
Day
that
pod.
He-Man quote. He-Man quote. Do not put baby in a corner.
Oh my god. That is a big He-Man thing, wasn't it? It was
Skeletor like, said.
I have the power, not to back baby into a corner.
Don't put baby in a corner. It's my Skeletor, I guess.
You guys didn't remember
Skeletor.
That?
Skeletor was the
Skeletor
sheriff.
Was more like,
don't back baby into a corner.
That sounded like Krang from Ninja Turtles.
Dude,
Krang.
Dude, Skeletor cast? If we're... Yeah. Four Skeletors.
Ooh, yeah.
Holy shit.
It's be a little difficult.
The four Skeletors. Sounds like a great fucking acapella group, man.
Yeah. People say that and I think of John Rivers right away.
For the longest time.
Yeah, that's okay.
And then one regular guy.
Dip.
Ladies and gentlemen. I am so sorry to do this. Welcome to...
Tall and thin and young and lovely. The girl from Ipanema goes walking. And when she passes, each one she passes goes double-dee-dee-down.
Original series. Finish
Trek. This is where it comes back.
We're back at Star Trek?
Yeah,
this
man.
Is going to sound so absurd. We took a smoke break and we were talking about God knows what, and we've come back into Jared talking about Star Trek, which is the first time that's ever happened on this show.
Not the last. far from the last.
I would second that emotion.
It is interesting how it becomes like a religion, where it's like it's well like as much
it's
as
so good
as
Star
much
Trek?
As Seinfeld is a religion.
Way better Star Trek.
Well, I'm just saying, like, not judging either, but like the idea of like. It's so broad in the topics it covers that you can't help but go like, oh, there's a Star Trek about that.
Okay, I feel
there
like
really is.
Oh, there's a Seinfeld about that. You know what I mean?
There's a Star Trek about every social scenario.
That one,
every fucking thing. Yeah, it's amazing. Yeah, I'm like three seasons into Deep Space Nine.
Oh, dude, Deep Space Nine is...
I really like it.
I used to watch Stargate, dude.
Stargate.
I want to like
that's that nerd movie, deep, dude. That's nerd
dude,
deep.
After that
I
want to
get there. I want to. I envy like nerd shit. Like if someone knows something I don't know, I want to fucking know about it.
Red Dwarf? You ever heard of Red Dwarf?
That's racist.
Red Dwarf is a British space odyssey.
Yeah.
TV series. In DC.
No, it's so good.
It seems cool.
Red Dwarf?
This guy I used to work with used to watch it all the time. Why's it got to be red? Dude. We'd go over his house, groom his plants, but that show was good. That one and Stargate.
Red Skin Dwarf? I'll stop.
I get it.
What's the farthest that the Star Trek series goes up to?
No the fuck.
Picard. Two episodes. I'm telling you, I'm up from like 11 p.m. to 4 a.m. I'm watching Star Trek, bro.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, we can tell by looking at you that that's what you're doing.
You know what's weird? Like, up until a month and a half ago, I hadn't watched like any fucking Star Trek. But my whole thing is Star Trek.
The thing is, you've always been like a moviephile, if that's the word. Moviephile?
Cinephile.
Cinephile. Thank you, Trevor. Cinephile is the word we're looking for.
Yes.
And I would love to hear a cinephile's perspective on Star Trek, because I've always just been a Trekkie. Like, I was born into it.
Yeah. Well, it's interesting. I guess, like, it looks better. Like, Deep Space Nine, right out of the gate. Like, the amount of, like, good episodes in, like, original series Star Trek, like, it's charming as fuck. But the amount of, like, really good episodes, it's, like, every 5 episodes, 6 episodes. Because most of the time, you're worried if they're going to say something racist or, like, super sexist. They really don't. It's very progressive. But,
yeah,
like,
I thought so.
But, like, the whole time, you're like, what's going
to... Yeah. I've said it before. It's funny for me, like, Star Trek... Like, so there's Star Wars and Star Trek. Like, that's, like, the juxtaposition in, like, the nerd world. Mm-hmm. You know, which one's cooler, Star Wars, Star Trek? Now, I've always been a Trekkie, but, like, as far as life's concerned, I've always been, like a one-man army. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And Star Trek is totally a commie world, dude. Yeah. That whole thing is, like...
Yeah, no thanks.
They eliminated all currency. You can, like, produce food.
I didn't know that. There's no money.
Well, yeah, exactly. There's no money. It's all everyone working for the better of each other. They just have, like, a replicator. It makes whatever fucking filet mignon they want at any time.
I don't know why we don't do that in the real world. I'm sure it'll work perfectly.
It would be really nice.
Has anyone ever tried?
Let's all do it all at once.
Dude,
in a month now.
Dude, there's so many long-term success.
Starting August 4th. Ready,
well,
go.
You know what's interesting about, like, well, Deep Space Nine is a very interesting show because, like, the Next Generation... That's very, like, utopian, like, forward-thinking, like, you know, if you can holocate everything, like...
Replicate
everything
with... I'll fill in the gaps, because I'm super tight.
Replicate everything with a hologram. Like, everything you don't want for anything. But Deep Space Nine is cool because they go to places that... aren't super advanced.
No, Space Nine don't go nowhere. It's an out...
Well, I'm saying, like, they address stuff like, okay, we get it. Next Generation, it's pretty easy to be utopian if you got all the stuff.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah. But Deep Space Nine is asking those questions.
So, for Sky and Trevor, what if you don't know the concept of Deep Space Nine?
Well, see, I know up until so much.
Even more so, I would say Voyager. You know what I mean? Like, Voyager illustrates that.
Voyager?
I haven't gotten there yet.
But
I love where your head's at, Trevor.
For me, I'm a Star Wars guy.
Hell yeah.
Okay. It's in the name.
That makes sense.
There's just nothing. I have learned to accept it. So, in order to figure out why everybody was like funny, I just love the movies. But you know what? You know what's sad now is
a lot of them are amazing.
The last 3 movies have been so disappointing. I would have rather watched. Well, Han Solo turned out excellent.
I did like that one.
Solo was good.
Love Solo was pretty fun.
Mandalorian series is very, very good. I love these side stories, but that's where Star Trek has already crossed that ground. You know, they have those stories built. Unless you read the hardbacks of the Star Wars books, like The Phantom Menace and all that stuff. I don't know if you guys have ever read those.
No, I haven't.
They're amazing. They seem deep. Oh.
How many letters?
I picked up speed reading in like 9th or 10th grade.
Are you really serious right now?
Yeah, so they teach you to read top to bottom, but it was kind of like the same way JFK read. So you would have to, like, you'd be focusing on 2 sentences at a time. You just take out everything that doesn't mean anything. So the it... to all you take out all those filler words and you start to you can really
understand the
progress down the page fast.
Yeah.
So the guy who taught me was also my boxing coach. He was this tall, like 6 foot six black guy down at Hogan's gym, and he's like, "You can't come here and train if you can't read." And I said, "Why? Man.
What does boxing have to do with reading?"
He wanted me to have insight. You know, like those guys like that, they want you to have the knowledge, you know, so you'd go down there and you know, they'd let you do everything from speed bag to punching bag, but you didn't get no, like, no spar time, no ring time, no nothing. So he said, you know, read books, come back, you'll be fine. And that's what I did. But I started reading all those Star Wars books, and I started reading a ton of Marvel comics, dude, because Ide's comic book store is literally like a not even a 10-minute walk away from that gym.
Okay, where was the gym?
So the gym used to, you know where the Goodyear tire shop is, right down there where the Clemente Bridge is? So it was like you'd walk back towards
big the crazy stick. Garage. Yeah,
walk right back towards the strip district, and it was right there. Well, now there's the David L. Lawrence Convention Center and all that stuff there, but you know, you could go read comics all day, go to the boxing gym, and I would be cutting school, you know?
What is this, 1983?
What the fuck? You were in like a box...
13, 14.
You were in a boxing school and...
No, I didn't. I didn't go. I wanted to train. Well, our neighbors, we lived in Spring Garden, and our neighbors.
Is your name Paul Spadafora?
No, I did not pull triggers on my wife.
Yo, dog, his wife was asking for that one. Y'all know the story, dude. Paul's a friend of mine. I know Paul Spadafora.
Whoa, is this a Pittsburgh story?
Over Pittsburgh kid, Paul Spadafora.
Hey, shout out to the Golden Town. Let's hear this Pittsburgh story.
Yeah,
Pittsburgh. I'm sorry to interrupt. Is that okay?
Let me just tell y'all. Paul Spadafora sparred one time, and
he's a boxer.
Paul Spadafora, yeah, they know, dude. If you're unless you're from Iowa, you know.
Yeah, Iowa. Well, we're not just a Pittsburgh podcast.
Hey, Iowa, Paul Spadafora was a fucking legend, Texas. Dude. And Paul Spadafora, when he was at his peak, he was the fucking lightweight champion of the world. And I think unified champion. He held both belts or whatever the fuck. I don't know. Like 99, 2000.
All right. Okay. 20 years ago.
And he sparred with Floyd Mayweather. At the time, everyone was like, oh, this is the greatest boxer of all time. Everybody always pretends he's so fucking great. And you can see, he's great until he runs into somebody from McKee's Rocks who's got a little bit of balls behind him.
Oh, snap.
We're not talking about Manny Pacquiao. You know? Fuck Manny Pacquiao. We're talking about a guy who's Don and gritty. We're talking about a steel time guy, okay? So he's from Don Mickey's Rocks.
You seen this guy in person?
Yeah, he's a friend of mine. I know Paul.
Did you watch him fight?
I've seen him fight on like HBO and shit. My brother, my brother knows him like sort of well, and I knew his trainer quite well.
So what happened? I don't know.
So
this
he
story.
Sparred with Floyd Mayweather.
Yeah,
and they were trying to get a fight with Floyd. And they went to a gym together, same weight class, whatever, and they get in there with headgear on.
135, 145?
Yeah, I think it was 140 at the time, maybe. And they, there's a guy filming this. You can see it on YouTube to this day. And they get in there to spar, just kind of work out together, check shit out. And Floyd's being real cocky, and they go three rounds. The first round, it's kind of close. The second two rounds, he's on his fucking chin the whole entire time.
On Floyd? Pits,
yep, yeah. Beating the shit out of him.
That would be nice.
Floyd has a bloody nose, and by the end, he literally is like, you know, I need a break, and, you know, and it's like, no, you can't take anymore, can you? Like, you're getting fucked up right now.
Well, you gotta go to time.
So then next thing you know, the fight's called off. Floyd
the same boy
the
who
fight.
Fought McGregor?
Mayweather, the greatest lightweight boxer of all time. A lot of people say the greatest fighter of all time.
The same ship that came over to this country.
The Ocasio, the Mayweather, and the Cortez.
Yeah, exactly.
The Mayweather, and the Spadafora.
Well, so Paul Spadafora fucked him up. And they were supposed to have a fight that was supposed to be like a mega fight on HBO, and Floyd turned it down because he knew he couldn't get. You can't get a boy from McKee's Rocks off your chin once he finds it, dude. He's going to be right up in your face screaming about the Steelers.
Shout out to Pittsburgh.
Shout out to Paul Spadafora. Now, when I say I know him, let me be like fully real here.
The Rocks is a Pittsburgh joint.
You know, I know people who have been within 100 feet of him.
Yeah, he spilled a drink on me.
Yeah, yo, he's a legendary dude. Now, here's the deal about
Paul.
What's
he weigh?
140, but he's like 40 years old now. He walks around at like
165.
He's been in and out of jail for the past 10 years. Like, his career fell off, but he was the IBF, like, fucking champ, and he was, yeah, he's a fucking beast, right? From McKees Rocks, a lot of, like, I know a lot of people that
McKees Rocks equals Pittsburgh.
What's IBF?
International Bantamweight. No.
I just guessed.
Bantamweight?
No.
What I'm saying is this is a tough dude for McKees Rocks.
He's right.
I'm just saying, wouldn't it be great to have an IBM, like, boxing competition?
Oh, I wanted to say
Irritable bowel syndrome? IBS?
I thought you were saying International Ballistic Missile.
IBS, I mean.
Yeah, like Philbert. Irritable bowel syndrome belt. I hold the title.
I'm just saying, like, all these dudes, all these boxers that, like, have diarrhea. Like,
dude, there is do you know how much YouTube footage there is of fighters shitting their
pants? For
real? I watched one the other day. I forget.
Wrestlers getting boners.
This is the whole thing.
I've seen a lot of those. A lot of those are really
good. It was like a women's bantamweight
boners, and they got a championship. Put an ice pack on it. They're humiliated in front of the crowd.
Yeah.
I want to ask you guys this, though, in all seriousness.
That's interesting.
Who do you think would win in a fist fight, Biden or Trump?
Trump for sure, easy.
Right? You see that fucking golf swing
that guy has? Well, first of all, it wouldn't be a
fist fight.
Orange
man wins, dude.
Let's call it a fist fight. Let's say somehow we get the two of them, like they come for the debates, and it's just like one of those fake fights before a boxing match. Like, you know, the moderator's trying to break it up. You know, you got fucking Tucker Carlson in between the two saying, guys, and going at each other.
Biden keeps thinking he's at a Chuck E. Cheese.
I don't think either one could knock out the other guy.
I had a really...
So you think it would go 12 rounds?
I think that they would both give up and let it go to the cards. Yeah, exactly. It'd go to the cards.
So let's say we go to the card. Who wins?
I think Trump would win, probably.
Dude, all right. What are we talking? How many rounds?
Well, we're just talking...
Death do us part, dogs. How about we do...
America, that's how the president
should
be.
First off, we're talking about...
Yeah, it should be a fight to the death, dude. Joe Jergensen.
You should have to vote for the principles.
Who the fuck cares about voting, right?
Well, then again, go to the card.
Yeah, dude,
no,
fight to the death.
I'm saying...
Why don't we have a round-robin bracket for president? Mm-hmm. You know?
Listen, I'm going to be honest with you. I think it goes to Trump. If you look at Biden, I think he goes down on about, let's say... 25 minutes, he's going to have health complications. That dementia.
Dude, there's a chance Trump
in.
Could beat Mayweather. I mean, he's a confident guy.
With loaded gloves.
Yeah, dude, like
kickboxing. As long as the Secret Service is allowed to intervene, yeah.
Yeah.
Take the shot.
They got his arms behind his back. Yeah, but hit him.
Mayweather's got his own Secret Service,
too. Is that all you got?
Yeah,
is that
right?
All you got? This is called the rope and dope.
Dude, Mayweather makes
right. Get
about as much
you want it.
That's right. That's right.
You want a chance to get elected. Okay.
Just picture like Donald Trump looking service. Like Butterbean in that situation. You know the boxer Butterbean?
Yeah.
Like the American trunks with the big gut.
Talk about an awesome guy.
But he has that clay face, you know what I mean?
Scary guy.
Awesome. I think
is Butterbean
guy
has
that,
no neck.
That
is Butterbean American?
My child.
He's a,
no idea, no clue, don't care.
Yeah. I do.
What
all I know of him is video games.
You'll go to bag.
Okay, yeah, that's him.
I know his
same guy, dude. Yeah.
I know the Jackass thing. Remember when he like fought?
Yeah,
so good.
Yeah, knocked somebody out.
Yeah, just like
Knoxville, right?
What a crazy prank to just like I'm gonna stand in a deli and I'm gonna get Butterbean to just punch me in the face.
I think that was Steve-O. Was it Steve-O?
It's not even a prank.
It's not a prank. It's just a guy getting punched in the face.
Can you imagine the sheer horror on that clerk's face?
He comes in full trunks, though. That's so great. He comes in full trunks and
he's
knocked out
random. It's just an injury. What a fucking
bad. It's beautiful, dude.
But he survived. Johnny Knoxville is still alive. Can you believe it? Well, most of those dudes are still alive.
Yeah, Ryan Dunn.
Yeah.
Who else is dead? Is there anyone else?
He's done.
Dude, I love
Chris Pontius. Alive?
No, Chris Pontius is good to go.
He's good.
I love Chris Pontius.
Most of them are like sober and like, no, we're not making a
like
Jackass
good
4.
Dudes.
I'm 55 and I have bad knees. You know, like
Bam's just a mess.
Dude,
I feel bad for Bam.
Bam by far is probably the most disastrous.
It's really sad to watch him, and I feel like Bam is like always pinning it off on like. I remember when the other guys were worse than me. You know, like Steve-O, you used to be bad. And they're like, yeah, but I'm good now, man, and you don't sound so good.
Well, Steve-O is killing it.
Dude, Steve-O's got that van with that Steve-O's podcast got the energy, and that mobile podcast center. Did you see Steve-O's shit?
He is killing it.
He is killing it. I love Steve-O. I follow him on Instagram. Do you guys follow him?
Yeah, man.
Yeah, he's good.
Yeah, Steve-O's great.
I love that guy. He could throw up on command.
I knew a girl who partied with Steve-O and won't talk about it. What?
Who got a blowjob from Steve-O?
No, partied with Steve-O. Well, okay.
From?
So,
oh my god, I woke up and I had a whipped cream in my ass and a black eye. And the funny thing was, they gave me $400. They stapled it to my chest.
Because that's what those dudes used to do. They used to staple money to each other. You remember that shit?
Yeah. Oh yeah, I saw
that. Oh, that was good.
God damn.
That's good.
So, I would hate to be friends with them. Like, you're just sitting there, you're like, you shaved half my head and then punched me in the jaw. That's not a fun prank. You just
threw bees on me.
Yeah, yeah.
My favorite was that big hand that they had with that pie in it.
Oh, that's pretty solid.
Walking down that hallway, I wonder how many fucking noses they broke on that thing. Dude, that thing, it was like an air cannon that let off at like 200 PSI, and that thing was hitting you right in the fucking kisser.
Yeah.
Hilarious.
Amazing. Yeah, yeah, amazing.
Hilarious. If you do that kind of shit today, though, dude, no insurance company will carry you.
All right.
They set the bar for what's not tolerated even Allstate for national television.
They're gonna be like prank. There's got to be a company called like Prank Insurance.
We should start that.
We should start that company called Prank Insurance.
Yeah.
Dumb shit insurance.
Yeah. If you wanted to go on local TV and yell something racist with no warning.
It's just us all doing Pittsburghy.
Listen, you fucking J.A. is going to go shoot yourself up in a port-a-joint in the middle of fucking earth.
Wants to know if he can come chill.
Yo, it's up to you, dog. I'm pretty wasted. I don't know how many hours.
You're wasted?
Who, me? Little old me?
Hey, if he's close.
Dude, I'm
straight. Well, he's only an hour away.
Yeah, tell him to get a good night's sleep.
That's what I was thinking.
Who is it? Who is it?
That's all right.
It's already midnight.
Yeah, that's all right.
It's 12:30. He's going to show up at 1:30.
Who is it?
Ask him time of arrival.
It's a tough call, man. I
want to know. Ask him time of arrival.
Who is it?
Enough of the movie, boys.
Who is it? Who is it?
Logan Mahalko.
Logan Mahalko.
He is a debilitating lisp.
You get Logan's little ass down here because he's got a ton of weed. Get him down here. Get him down.
He does
here.
Have a ton of weed.
That guy
otherwise, I would not want to see him.
Jesus yeah, but it's also Christ. 2020. Who doesn't have a ton of weed?
Listen to me.
What do you mean?
The guy's not going to sleep for another 6 hours. Second. It's here a holiday goes. Weekend. Who here are goes. You guys to here tell goes. Him he can't have a good time with his friends?
He does have no friends but us.
What? Oh, now here you go just again. Listen.
You want to hear a funny story about
shake it off, buddy, the pissing contest.
Logan hired me to headline his show in Elwood City. It's one of my favorite stories.
Tell people how you don't invite me to your shows and then invite idiots like Mike Ciccone. Go ahead, tell them that story.
Well, we wanted to embarrass
we're calling him. Logan, I guess.
But you know what? Yeah, you guys don't do him.
We're calling Logan.
We don't know. We don't know if he'll pick up.
Yeah, he doesn't have any friends.
What the fuck?
I'm sorry. The person you are trying to reach has a voicemail box that has not been set up yet. Please try your call again.
Okay.
Classic.
Okay. It's so tragic.
Well, so, Logan,
shout out to Logan Mahalko. We love you. We want to see you on shows. We'll have some with you.
Yeah.
He has an awesome room in Elwood City that's like, it's amazing how there's like 100 people there that show up. I mean, 60 people maybe, but like it's a really tight, intimate, awesome room.
Well,
like a
100 when
stage.
I'm there.
Yeah, Aaron brought a bunch of people. They all came out.
We're going to get working. We're not going to stop.
He's working, dude. Call Sunoco. I'll answer that line.
What you doing?
No, he's not. Hi, I'm sorry. Our Slurpee machine is already broken.
Dude, he's selling combos to a meth head. He doesn't got time.
Tell the meth
head
to quit.
It's all right.
Are you guys just sleeping in the parking lot?
Okay, that's pretty sweet.
Yeah, man. I need that in the bag of pole malls.
Logan will just like laugh and be like, "All right, man."
No, it's not gonna
Jesus.
So Logan asked me.
He's a smart motherfucker. I love
Look
this
up that
man.
Store number right now.
Logan hired me and Henderson, and Parsons was on that show. We were all wasted. Like Parsons had the open bar, so he was just like, "Yeah, free shots. Okay, free shots." Got us really drunk, and I ended up getting so drunk that I tried to pay Logan's mom $40 to call him a faggot.
Whoa.
She wouldn't do Whoa. It. That bitch.
I don't think you were that drunk.
I can't believe he said that. He said it.
But no, we tried. And she just said, I was in labor with Logie for 28 hours. And I was like, you don't have to call him a faggot. It was just like a fun joke for us. And I felt so bad because, like, yo, dude, nobody likes anybody more than I like Logan Mihalko, dude. He's the love of my life. The guy's the fucking best. But I remember we thought it was like so funny. We're like giggling and laughing, and Corey was with me, and he was like,
"Yeah,
see what you can do." And I was like, "We'll give you $40," and we just said it like wasted. And she looked at us like, "No, I'm not gonna call my son a faggot." And we were like, "Well, you're missing out because that would have been hilarious."
Are you guys literally insane?
Yeah, it sounds like. Sounds like his mom might have been like a well-rounded individual.
Of course. She was driving us. She was our designated driver, and we were all blackout drunk, and I looked at her cross-eyed and made that request. I felt so fucking stupid, dude. I like, you know,
well,
you have
not
a memory?
That stupid. You repeated it.
Oh, well, it's hilarious. Yo, it's hilarious. But when I think about it sometimes alone, like, I'll do that little twitch you do when you remember something, like, why did I ask that girl to dance in 8th grade? It's so humiliating. She would never dance with you. You're an idiot. You know, like, that little,
Yeah.
Do you ever do that memory cringe where you, like, twitch real hard at a memory?
For sure.
That's that night when I was like, you should call him a fag, and she got all like, what? She was in the right.
$40, though.
Yeah, she might
$40.
Have
that's her son.
And, yo,
dude, you, gotta
you had to be there. We were all laughing
400.
And, like, making fun of each other and playing pranks on each other. Like, it seemed so sensible leading up to. And then 1.5 seconds after I said it, I, like, looked over my shoulder to Corey and was like, she's not going to do it. We can keep our $40.
That's amazing. I like, moms that go to... I watched the Dave Chappelle Mark Twain Awards.
Oh,
yeah,
like
that's
that, I woke up to that one. So good. And just
thank
like
God.
Dave thanks his mom in the end for going to comedy shows. Can you imagine, like, if you're... Do you think your mom would like your comedy?
Dude,
oh, my God. She would desire... She's a minister. My mom is a reverend.
Wow.
My mom would be
she's
so
irreverent.
Down with that. Yeah.
No, that's me.
Yeah, me and my mom were tight. My dad was a bastard. Yeah.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Me and my mom... Definitely.
Has your mom seen your comedy?
No, no.
Yeah, naked? What about either of you two?
They lived through
it.
Has
she seen it naked?
No. Aaron, has anyone you're related to ever seen your comedy?
My dad will hear you right now.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Sorry, you know, Mr. Douglas. I'm so... Mr. Willett, I apologize, Mr.
I got a text.
I will tell you this, though.
I got a text from him the other day. He goes, I listened to all your podcasts. I was like, thanks, question mark?
You know,
like,
yeah, right?
I apologize.
How old is your old man, dude?
He's born in 57, so that
he's about my dad's age, yeah.
That makes him 53,
I think.
No. What, 20 minus 7 is 13. So that makes him 63, right?
Next time you talk to him, he should probably say, you gotta quit hanging out with all these jackasses.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
Well, you got it together. It's your jackass friends that come on this show. I'm sorry, Mr. Willett.
Well, what's great about me is that I find low hanging fruit and set it next to myself.
Yeah.
Yeah, man.
I allow other people to pick it.
He's bragging about his son. He's showing the people his podcast saying, you hear that? My son's the guy who's not saying that.
He's the least piece of shit on there.
That's my boy.
That's my boy.
My cousins came to see me do a comedy.
Yeah.
And I'm like...
Where at?
Pleasure Bar.
Oh, no.
Was that your first?
Yeah.
That can be awkward in there, dog.
Was it
an all right set?
I like begged Aaron to do like, can I go on like 5 or something like that?
So they...
Aaron Kleiber, shout out if he wants to be associated with us.
No, Aaron Kleiber has children. Never mind, everybody. There's no such person as Aaron Kleiber.
Pittsburgh great. Look him up.
Don't look up the greatest comic in Pittsburgh in the last 20 years.
Real Dad Business.
His name's Aaron Kleiber, and he would not associate with
Real
us.
Dad Business Podcast. Look it up.
Yes, sir.
But he doesn't know us or anything.
Yeah, he would never want us to know
him. He's not friends with any of us. I haven't known him for 10 years.
We're up and comers. We're starting out.
Yeah, I have not known him for 10 years.
We're the least worst thing he knows.
But anyway, my cousins came to do comedy. But now I'm like a really nice... Like, dude, like, amongst my, like, family.
Yeah,
like,
the tribe.
I say, like, I do comedy.
I love that hit real hard for 50% of the room. Anyway, moving on.
It's true. Man, we got to take back this world.
You got it already? What are you talking about?
That's what's great.
Okay, your cousins came to
take back this world.
Well, it was just interesting because they're like, I looked up to this cousin a lot. Like, he would do freestyle raps back in like the 90s. Yeah, you know what I mean? Like, I was like 7 years old.
Is your cousin Little Dicky? He's Jewish.
Yeah, his name is Little Dicky. Yeah, yeah. That's him.
I'm Big Dicky, dude.
His name is Josh. Well, I guess shout out to the Wings place?
B-neck Dicky.
What's the Wings place?
It's opposite of Eternal
Big Shot Bob's.
Big Shot Bob's House of Wings. Are you kidding me? You know how many flavors they got?
Where's so that? Many.
Dude, if you don't get...
There's one in Bloomfield, and my friend, my cousin Josh runs it and support his business.
Any freestyle raps, or did he use it?
He's so cool. He's a good dude.
What's your favorite flavor, babe?
No. Freestyle rap. We're talking about freestyle rap.
Pigeon dust. Oh, it's so good. Yo, it is so good. It is a flavor on their menu.
Sounds like what's left behind after drywall.
I like old salt.
Okay.
Salt is so good, dude.
Tell us why your cousin's coming to see you do stand up.
Yeah.
Show's brought to you by Aaron Clymer.
Please.
Tell us about your cousins that came to see you do stand up.
These came to me, it was my cousin and my uncle, and they came to me to see me doing stand up. And I like I'm like a real nice dude, but all my stand up is about like cocks.
You've got some foul language.
Logan Lalcol is calling in.
Fouls,
dude.
Because of the chicken.
Hold
on. We're going to touch back on this.
Sorry, enough.
We have Mahalko on line 4. Let's put him through.
Yes, sir.
Hold on. He's got to call the other phone. Hold on. I can't. This phone's Mike's broke, remember?
Are you telling me? Just tell us, call him right now.
Why would he call Walker and not the other two people who did call him?
Just text him, answer Douglas.
So ridiculous.
I just told him to
answer. That's why Logan's the king of comedy.
I hear this, because my family will never come see
me. He's my...
Well,
it was interesting.
They,
buddy.
Like...
Okay, here we go.
It's like this weird...
The person you were trying to reach has a voicemail.
Okay.
Okay, Logan's being a douche. All right, who came to see you?
Well, I'm not trying to be a douche. Shit.
No.
Yeah.
Logan,
shit, he's bad.
What's up, buddy?
No, you're the best.
There we go.
Hi, right. Logan. Wait,
you gotta talk to him.
Should I drive down? Yeah?
Yes.
Or up? How long will it take you to get here?
It'll be like 50 minutes.
50 or 15?
Holy shit.
Shit, dog. 50, we're not doing 50, blow. Oh. Yeah, we're not doing blow. It's already 12:30, dude. Yeah,
what am I, my fourth line in Shandy?
You have to ask my boss, because I have to work in the morning, but if I have to work in the late morning,
I don't
then
have
I'm
to
cool
work
with
in
it.
The morning, but I will. You
okay, all right.
Watch out for those illegal DUI checkpoints.
Yeah, watch out for those helmets. Don't smoke weed in the car, dude.
Watch out for those.
You know how it's getting out there. Don't smoke weed in the car. No, the cops are going to stop everybody and illegally search them because no one decided to vote for Joe Jurgensen.
I'll give you some maybe good advice. Do the next one.
I'll be there. Right.
Get on the next one,
copy,
man.
That.
I would say get on the next one, dog. Jared's like, no, I need a ride home before he gets here.
Okay.
So what should I do?
I was just saying your hair looks ridiculous. If you can bring me 3 tacos, you're allowed to come.
If I can bring you 3 tacos?
I'm joking, dude.
Should I drive up, or do you guys want to just hang out tomorrow? What's happening?
I don't know how late we're going
to
be.
We want to do both.
Yeah, I really do want to do both.
I'll do both, man. I'll fucking drive up now.
Can I do bring my Jared to work tomorrow?
Yes, I
want to
hear Jared finish his story about his cousins.
Bring you to work? What?
Yes.
Aaron, can I do bring my Jared to work tomorrow? Logan.
Okay. Logan.
In the future, everyone will get a Jared.
We love you. How many minutes?
Hey, ask him to say I'll... Yeah,
55 minutes.
Yeah,
hey,
dude, that is
Logan, okay. Do me a favor.
I promise you're walking in at the sleepy part of a party.
No, you'll be fine. I'm still awake, dude. These are some lightweights. Do me a favor, say super speedy.
Do you want me to come and hang out?
Yes, say super speedy.
How late are you
I will be there in 55 minutes.
No, say super speedy.
No, come on, dude. We're trying to help him.
I want him to say super speedy.
Hey, if you want to come chill, we're chill.
But if you want to go home, you're smart.
Yep. You get hold of me in 55 minutes, we'll be up at least 60 minutes.
There's $200 on the table.
All right. We're going to be awake for 60 minutes. You're going to drive an hour just to hang for 5 minutes. All right, man.
Gangster.
Seriously, though, if you cut
that's
your hair,
that's
because
Logo Mahalko is down to ride, motherfuckers.
Yes,
Logo
Mahalko's
a legend. We are terrible. Jared said it a few times.
So your cousins came to see you do comedy. Where?
This is a hell of a 4th of July episode, by the way.
Very interesting.
At the Pleasure Bar.
Very interesting.
All right, tell us about Pleasure Bar, doggy.
Well, it was just interesting. Like, that like what Dave Chappelle talks about, where it's like he goes to his mom, his like much sweeter mom than my Yinzer uncle. Like he goes to his mom, going like, "I'm gonna tell a bunch of pussy jokes tonight." Like what? You know, like you good it's with that? And she's thing. Like, "Fucking do your shit." Like that's
yeah.
It was interesting, like seeing my like not like that whole like the hour before doing 4.5 minutes at the Pleasure Bar in front of 6 people. It's amazing how.
Yo, dude, is that picked
the Twilight Zone comes
ridiculous.
In hard at the end.
What's up, man?
Yo, that was insane.
Did I call a different wrong number?
No, this is Sky, man. This is Sky.
Oh, Sky, why don't you like
I told you the answer to the number.
Ask
dude.
Him who he needed to call. Ask him.
Listen,
who.
I got I this.
Like ask him who he wanted to call.
I know Logan has a mental disability, but I feel like he should have a physical disability. You know, like a gimp
can you hear everybody?
Don't you think
it would make sense?
Okay, listen.
Yeah. If Logan
I have
a
two
real,
numbers
real bad limp.
Because
nothing
I'm a
serious.
Sneaky individual,
real
I'm a double agent. Okay.
Okay, all right.
So we're down here. Just come down here. All right.
All right. I will fucking be there.
Okay.
All
just right. do that. Well, because I'm gonna tell you right now. I think these guys are 3 sheets to the wind, and I gotta be honest with you. I'm probably gonna have to drive Jared home. And we're probably going to have to put up bail money for Trevor. Yeah, this is probably going to happen. Aaron's
going
to end up face down here in the studio.
I'm going to need a ride home.
Yeah. Come drive an hour to Jitney, Jared.
Because the only thing they're going
to
say when the cops come is, he's like, I'm the bone. And that's not going to help anything.
Yo, dude, your name is Skywalker, and literally more people know about the bone. You know, what's that?
I'll see you when you get here.
Logan, look.
See you.
Look, is he gone? Oh,
he's gone. Dude.
Okay.
Listen,
so
I don't like to keep people on the phone.
Jared
let
said,
him shift
Jared
gears.
Said the hour before.
If
what
Logan,
were you going through the hour before you went on stage at Pleasure Bar in front of your how many family members? 2 cousins? 4 cousins?
I was saying, if
wasn't
Logan,
he in the middle?
If Logan comes in, I'll get. I got an hour left. We got 2 hours.
Oh, we're
going to
be here marathon.
Well, the good news
is we're going to have to trade out Trevor for Logan. Obviously.
Suck my dong, dude. Sky's
I mean, we only have 4 mics.
Someone's gonna
we
die from heat exhaustion.
Time.
Well, more than likely,
I'll go smoke a cig when he gets here. I'm
yeah, we'll
okay,
just
so
have to merge.
I want to take you guys through this because you've been patient through all of these technical difficulties. So, your cousins, did they call you the morning of? Did you see it? Did they see a Facebook post?
Well,
or they just so happened to be there? Did you invite them? Like, how do your cousins end up there? And what's going through your head in the 1 hour
so
before you walk on stage? We're talking about when Jared's family came to see
you. Him. Pleasure.
Yeah, I got that.
Well, it's one of those things where it's like you're hanging out at a family gathering.
Okay.
And you're just talking about bullshit. And then they go like, "What have you been doing?"
And you're like, "Absolutely nothing."
And then
I decide to blurt out stand up.
I've been doing stand up. Stand up's pretty fun. It's actually
Mom,
interesting.
This is practice.
Stand-up's
everyone
actually,
thinks it's
tremendously
cool.
Interesting. It's a great
it's
thing
true.
To
it's
do
not.
With your fucking bullshit time.
But, I mean,
you know what I mean,
it is what it is.
It is what it is. And
okay,
people
so
hate
you
that.
You say that, and they say we're coming tomorrow.
I mean, I think it's like enhancing the magical quality of the world spirit. You don't get paid for it.
Not for us.
Not for y'all.
So
they have a memory for the holidays.
The bone has made himself a clean $1,000 over the last year and a half.
Ooh, baby. So I'm just saying, it's
lucky year and a half.
I'm just saying,
you call your accountant.
Well, who was your favorite person?
No, Jared's my accountant. Dude. Jared is my accountant.
Everybody always asks. They're like, "Who was your favorite? What was your first timer? Blah 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 blah." You know, my thing is who was your favorite people to bring to a show?
Yeah.
Oh, I
who
never
was
it? Brought
you know
anyone,
what I mean? Like,
dog.
Really?
I had people that would see it on Facebook and show up, and I would be fucking pissed. I'd be like, I'm trying to be... Because at the beginning, you know there's a very high likelihood you're going to make a jackass of yourself.
Yeah, no, I would
there.
Tell people, like, do not come.
Do not come.
Like, if you want to, feel free.
After I had an act
you're an
together,
American.
I had a 5 and a 10 with music
you
that I was doing every time. And then I said,
you
okay,
grow.
You're allowed to come
why
and sit in the back and not talk
you know
to me
I mean?
So I'm done.
No.
You know?
Yeah.
The world...
It
fucks
in my head.
The old adage is, comedy is a craft performed best in front of strangers.
100%, dude. Who said that?
I don't know. It's an old.
Was that Americano Pizzano?
Well, dude, I mean, you can just treat it.
Was that him? That was him, probably.
Yeah, I guess.
That's on the statue.
I discovered.
Honestly,
that.
I would think all performing arts are best performed in front of strangers. I know dance and stuff. You can be like, oh my god, once again.
Well, you know what?
But you're like, you know what?
Sexual yoga.
The first time I went down to the old I word, the improv.
Hey, look at my grundle. To that bring,
you know,
it's all about perversion.
Yeah.
You guys ever been to one of those rooms like in Taken?
No.
Ghislaine Maxwell leads you in and you're just sitting there like bidding on virgin? No. They have
it. Can't say it.
How much childhood trauma have you lived through?
Well,
bro?
There's one in it's called Club Erotica. It's in McKees Rock.
Not won't say there. I have. Can't say I have.
Okay. Good call. Yeah, with everything going on.
Oh, Ghislaine, yeah, I'm trying to.
Ghislaine Maxwell is going to have C4 strapped to her chest. It's going to explode. Her guts are going to be everywhere like the end of a Jaws movie. And then we're going to find out she died from COVID-19. There is no way that bitch is living another 20 minutes with what she knows. Can you imagine, dude? My heart beats fast whenever I think someone may have seen my internet history.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, God, there was those weird stepfamily things where I watched them on mute, and I don't need them to know about that. It's really cool.
It's fantasy.
Like, I was Googling Hitler because someone asked me a trivia question. It's not how it's going to look. Whereas, like, can you imagine how fast your heart will be beating with, like, oh, yeah, you remember those demonic Illuminati orgies I was in?
Yeah.
Fuck, dude, or, the FBI think about this. Lame about it.
Remember when Jeffrey Epstein committed suicide? I wonder if I'll do that.
Yeah. Oh, God.
You know, like, I mean,
please
honestly,
don't make me commit suicide.
That's exactly
you know?
All.
Now, everybody
she
knows
wants to
that
rat
you're not
do
all
going to
kill yourself. You're going to have to be murdered. Like,
yeah.
Well, the interesting what? Thing about this chick is she has been a billionaire from birth. Her dad was some sort of fucking, I don't know, diamond like miner, you know? Fucking
a moneymaker.
Yeah, the dude had money, the type of money that says, hey, be friends with Jeffrey Epstein for a living. You know,
I mean,
that's what her job was. Her job was saving the whales and raping the girls. Which is a strange thing to do with your time.
They should reverse that.
Yeah, right? Rape the whale. Or, I mean, save the girls.
It's a lot harder
to get out of a perfect
whale.
It might not be a perfect.
It's a temporary, it's a band-aid.
When you need
Let's
a
put
boat,
a band-aid on
you need a
we'll
boat.
Start raping the
Those
whale.
Not a lot of people have a boat.
For like 3 or 4 months, what are they doing? They're raping
the whale.
Then
you gotta take the boat out to sea.
So,
then you gotta use sonar to find the whale.
Have you guys been following that at all, though?
After you find the whale,
outside
you gotta figure out what sex it is, because you don't want to rape a male whale.
Oh, you can tell a male.
I mean, you might, depending. I'm not going to tell you what kind of captain you are. You can rape any whale you want.
Yeah, I know this sounds bad.
I'm just saying you shouldn't do it.
It's probably much more difficult to rape a male whale.
In prison, percentages are much higher.
Just because it rhymes.
I'm just saying, what's the power dynamic situation of that?
That's why you do it. You don't do it because you're attracted to the whale. You want the whale to know you're in charge.
Well, here's what happens. When the whales go to SeaWorld, all the Mexican whales stick together and gang up, and they get face tattoos. And then you guys know at SeaWorld that's like whale jail. So
and
they're all broken up into different racial gangs.
I want you to imagine a whale that swims up next to your boat with a face tattoo. All right. And he looks at you because he has to turn on his side and show you that one eye. Because a lot of animals, they'll show you both eyes, give you the eye contact. But a whale, he turns over and he gives you that hard, dominant eye. Like he's sighting up a gun. And he looks right at you and he says, hey, motherfucker, you think you're in charge? And you're going to let that whale? You're going to let that whale run your life? No.
Yo, dog, I am steering the boat hard the other direction and running for my life.
No,
you
dude.
You just run into an MS-13 orca.
You go full Ahab on that motherfucker.
You sound like you're a Blue Lives Matter guy right now, dude.
I want to ask you guys a little bit.
This is a pretty rare scenario.
Dude, this is bullshit. It happens more than you think, and the mainstream media will not report on it.
You don't think whales are into tribal tattoos?
It's true. I haven't been watching my Tucker.
Yeah, dude. Tucker will tell you about the whale.
You know what's really cool?
I've
like
never
seeing whales with like scars. Like
seems uncool.
That's cool.
No, I'm saying like
that seems really sad.
You heard it here, folks. You heard it here first, dude. Folks.
It
wow.
is cool because that means they've been in like fights with giant fucking squids.
Yeah.
You know
or
what I mean?
Harpoons.
or other whales.
But they survived.
Whaling has been outlawed.
Yeah, no, have no. I get documentary Blackfish. I get it, dude. Scars get chicks.
Survival is cool.
Yeah. But have you seen
it? It is cool.
No,
it
but torture is cool. Not.
Evolutionarily viable is cool.
Yeah, that's true.
But torture is fucking dark. And if you see the scars on the whales in there, where they just bite each other because they do tricks wrong, and the other one's like, I need them to feed us at SeaWorld. Have you seen that shit? Like,
you ain't
Blackfish?
Putting no
oh, yeah, you want to put a story on the scars instead of romanticize them. Cool.
But, dude, check this out. I read this thing that's like in... I read this whole article about Bangkok.
Like, I'd love to.
Like, oh, I thought you were going to hit me in the dick.
Later.
All right, go ahead.
But promise. Instead of hit, I'll suck. Never mind.
That's just, gay,
I'll hit right
now. I don't think so.
I'll hit when you're done.
Get it together, Salmon. All right, a little bit of the United States history. Okay, we just passed the 4th of July. We're in July 5th.
But real quick.
Jared watched the documentary.
But real quick, I read an article about Bangkok dealing with COVID.
I did.
You did?
I banged cock dealing with
COVID. All right, all right. You read an article about Bangkok and COVID. Tell us about Bangkok.
Sorry, moving on.
What an unfortunate metropolis.
It was low-hanging fruit.
Yeah.
Hey, speaking of Bangkok.
Oh Jesus.
Never mind.
Jesus Christ.
No one cares about your article.
But I'm saying, like, it's interesting reading about, like, it was mainly about, like, sex workers, like, trying to come back to, like, you know, the red light district.
Yeah.
That's why, well, I mean, people live there, too. It's, like, 13 million people. But a big tourist attraction is the red light district in Bangkok, in Thailand. Yeah.
And what, COVID is the problem?
So it was talking about that. But one of the
no.
But like what I'm saying
behind that.
Well, one of the like side effects to this whole COVID-19 thing is cockfighting is down.
What?
And
bullshit.
And fish
that's
fighting
the gambling
is down.
Money, yeah.
Oh wait, fish.
What
you can't fish
the
fight.
Fuck?
Exactly.
Okay,
have you ever,
was your point,
have you ever
really?
Fucking heard about fish
well,
fighting?
I fought two beta fish once, but that's just because I'm weird.
How am I supposed to make the trifecta? If
that's
we don't
a whole
have fish
different
fighting?
Thing.
Yo, dog. If we had fish fights going, I would tell Logan to bring friends. Not only is it not too late to come over, I would be like, bring everyone you know. We've got two fish. I'm sorry, 16 fish in a tournament. March Madness, eating each other.
Dude, we're about
Royal Rumble.
We're about a week and a half from cockfighting in this country.
Yo, dog. Yeah.
What do you mean?
If they take away the NFL.
Right.
I'm
we
fighting
started.
Cock.
We started, bro.
Yeah, we're doing it right now.
Yeah,
you gotta believe
that,
like...
What if that was the thing that got us canceled, dude? That would make me feel
dude,
better.
Instead of stand-up,
dude,
it's gonna be cock.
Dude, if you want to fight cocks later, I'll do it.
Yo, dude, I brought more than one cock.
It would have been great if, the gay community...
embrace cockfighting?
Well, no.
They have.
Like, as in, we take our cocks out consensually...
Of course.
Fight our cocks together. Reclaim the name. So, like, then cockfighting became two dudes.
Has a positive connotation attached.
Exactly. Because
like,
I really don't...
Oh, hey, you can't stop these two from cockfighting.
I really,
they were born that way.
Exactly. I really don't care if two dudes
like
with boners smack them against each other.
Like
I don't think that's what gay people do, dog.
It's like a masochism.
Sure.
But cockfighting, that's what it would be.
No, that does have a name. What do you call that game? Is that swizzle sticks
are we
or
done
tummy sticks is what you call
this?
That.
Okay.
Yeah, you play tummy sticks.
You guys
dog.
Talk about low-hanging fruit. You guys got a bunch of fucking sun-dried
say, okay.
tomatoes between your
so,
legs.
I'm saying cockfighting is bad. Cockfighting is bad.
I like the fish fighting
thing. Who says that? No, I'm not. You had me until that part when you said it.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Now it sounds homophobic.
Oh, all of a sudden you believe in God instead of Darwin?
Yeah. Oh, dude, everybody knows Darwin. Wait. If we're going to cancel Tucker Carlson, can we cancel Charles Darwin?
I hate sussing out the
Can we cancel Charles Darwin? You know the things that are written in that book are more racist than my dream jokes to tell, dude. Those jokes are fucking... I'm sorry, those things that Darwin wrote, and I think he was wrong, are fucking horrendously offensive. Have you ever read, like, The Origin of Species and shit?
No.
You know what I think is going to be the funnest part
Me either,
about...
but I read little pieces of it online, and the things that are written in there are fucking offensive.
Like what? Do you remember anyone?
What no he said chance. Was, and this is one of my favorite things, in The Origin of Species by Charles Darwin, who's the, you know, evolution. Sorry. Oh, we believe in science. If you believe in science, what you believe in is Darwinism.
Complete
and Darwinism
bullshit.
wrote in Darwinism wrote in a fucking in the Origin of Species, there is no man lower than the Negro other than the Irishman. And when I heard that, I was like, that is bullshit. That is the same thing I've been saying for 5 years. He has been going through my joke book.
He's got books written about him.
Yeah, right. What a piece of shit. Darwin is a joke thief. You can call it cryptomnesia. Maybe we both were around the same crowd and thought the same thing.
It's parallel thinking. It's parallel thinking.
My personal opinion is
Darwin was an edgelord.
As an Irishman myself, I will say I have said that many a time.
I can't believe how amazingly
sort of offensive that was.
Well, not that. Just the whole... The whole episode's been
right
amazing,
now, I'm telling you, I'm loving Trevor's Bobby Bonilla.
There's been no better tribute to the first
to the topic of it.
Amen, dude.
Amen.
Yeah, it's fine.
Amen. 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 All right. Anybody have anything to do? We're gonna.
I thought Logan was coming.
Let's
just keep it rolling.
Yeah,
Logan, if Logan comes,
let's rap and then do a bonus episode.
Listen, I want to ask you guys a little bit of American trivia. Now, earlier we had said
that
the country, you best shut the fuck up.
I'm trying to help you produce
that the country was founded.
I wish
on.
You wouldn't. Turns out I've done it before.
I don't know why you employed him and then gave him gin and then gave him THC and then gave him more beer.
I didn't do those things.
Why you haven't given me head yet, but I'm pretty sure with this attitude you're walking away towards.
I am pretty sure whatever your dick has been through is not
the following may not be true. Any and all illegal activities are soon to be
imagined. Brought to you in
time. Jared's listened to the show.
I'm a listener.
So early,
Jared,
he's
do
a
you
Reggie.
Your fan letters?
He's a Reggie.
Right? Do your fan letters that you write in. You need to write in a fan letter. Like, as a big fan, I want to know, and it'll
be
a question that you didn't get answered as a guest.
That's a really. I actually will do that.
Yes, that's next week. That's, all right, I want to make that a statement. Right.
American trivia. Hey,
writing in fan letters.
Everybody give 4 seconds of silence, and we're going to hope to hear some fireworks, but you actually have to be quiet because I'm going to turn these mics up. Well, that didn't work.
Yeah, they just stopped, though. They were going off regularly. Wow. They just...
Magnificent, wasn't it? Presentable, at the very least. I gotta say, I don't know. I was rolling through the Rolodex of the regular episodes, you know? And I was trying to look at the highlights. And I tell you what, we've had some damn fine moments, guys. We really have. I'm looking forward to listening to this one back after we publish, you know? I don't know. Those three fellas are unique dudes. And I enjoy that. Speaking of unique dudes, we've got to come to today's featured artist. Now, it was suggestion, I gotta say, for a 4th of July episode, what better than the Star Spangled Banner? But we're not going to do the Star Spangled Banner. I know you're saying, 4th of July, Aaron, what the fuck? Don't you love America? And I do. I do. Which is why I chose this next song. Our featured artist died just days ago. Well, a day or something. I don't know. I don't know the exact statistics, but Charlie Daniels. You know him from The Devil Went Down to Georgia. You know what I mean? He was sawing on a fiddle hot. Yeah, somebody in his band was. But that being said, Charlie himself had a little bit of a affection for America. And he released this song called In America in 1980. On the Charlie Daniels Band, Full Moon, the name of the album, In America, the track. Oh, so relevant.
But speaking just for me and some people from Tennessee, we got a thing or two to tell you all. This lady may have stumbled, but she ain't never failed.
America, you never did think that it ever would happen again. From the Sound up in Long Island, out to San Francisco Bay, and everything that's in between them is our home. And we may have done a little bit of fighting amongst ourselves, but you outside people best leave us alone. Cause we'll all stick together, and you can take that to the bank. That's the cowboys and the hippies and the rebels and the Yanks. You just go lay your hand on a Pittsburgh Steelers fan, and I think
woo, Pittsburgh.
You're gonna finally understand. And you never did think that it ever would happen again. In America, did you? You never did think that we'd ever get together again. And we damn sure would. You were walking real proud and we're talking real loud again. In America, you never did think that it ever would happen again.
Musical interlude.
And you never did think that it ever would happen again. In America, did you? You never did think that we'd ever get together again. When we damn sure moved, you were walking real proud and we're talking real loud again. In America, you never did think that it ever would happen again.
R.I.P. Charlie. Charlie's cooking Johnsonville brats. Johnsonville brats. Johnsonville brats.